Biologists just wrapped up more than a month of fieldwork on polar bears in the Chukchi Sea. The bears, who live on the icy waters off Alaska's northwestern coast, haven't been carefully studied in more than a decade. Scientists want to look at how the population is being affected by global warming. They found healthy bears on the ice this spring, but say the long-term outlook for all of Alaska's polar bears is still very bleak. APRN's Annie Feight tagged along for a day on the ice and has this story.
It's not every day you find yourself holding a microphone an inch from a polar bear's snout. Lucky for me, this bear is sedated, resting on a slushy bed of ice. We're 100 miles from land in the middle of the Chukchi Sea. Round sheets of ice are broken up occasionally by a strip of inky blue water. To my eye, it is a starkly barren landscape. But to this polar bear, it's a rich environment he's brilliantly adapted to. Eric Regeer is a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He crouches down next to the bear to show me one of his paws.
You can see they have very sharp hooked claws like that for gripping on the ice and also for gripping onto their seal prey. You can feel how sharp these are.
This is a relatively small bear. Regeer guesses he's about 4 years old, an adolescent.
He's got pretty big feet. It's like a puppy, you know, big feet they have to grow into.
While the bear sleeps, Regeer learns as much as he can about him, and he measures his length and weight. This bear is about 7 feet tip to tail and nearly 700 pounds, tiny compared to many full-grown males. And Regeer has weighed a lot of huge bears this year. One even set a springtime record in Alaska at 1,266 pounds.
He was borderline obese. He was a very fat bear for this time of the year. If you look at him in profile, his belly almost scraped the ground. So he was a really fat, good-looking bear. And in general, most of the bears have appeared quite healthy.
The bears may be in good shape now, but the ice that allows them to gorge on blubbery seals is retreating at an alarming rate. Regeer says the future for all of Alaska's polar bears is grim. And this year, he's also seeing one potentially troubling sign: very few females with cubs. He says the bears who make it to this area of the Chukchi in the spring seem to do well, but they only have good sea ice habitat for a short time.
You know, we're seeing a small number of bears, at kind of a brief window. All the bears that are out here now and the other bears in this population will have to spend the summer somewhere. Many of those bears will spend the summer on land where they're cut off from their seal prey for several months and where they also face potential interactions with or disturbance by humans.
Today, Regeer is working with Russian biologist Nikita Ovsyannikov. The bears wander freely between the two countries, and both say the collaboration is critically important.
So these guys are easy to move. The 1,200-pound bears are much harder to move.
After they weigh the bear on its back, the men roll the animal over on its stomach.
Just keep rolling.
You ready?
Ready. Yes.
This is the 39th bear Regeer has examined this season, and as it turns out, his last. The sea ice in the Chukchi deteriorated rapidly this spring. Now it's getting harder to find a wide enough expanse of ice to land the small ski plane that refuels his helicopter. Regeer's last step is to draw the number 39 with fur dye on the polar bear's back.
These guys with the long, wet hair are a little harder to paint.
Each bear is also outfitted with ear tags and a lip tattoo that will allow Regeer to track its progress if he captures it again next year. It will take several seasons of study to understand how the polar bears in this region are reacting to their changing environment. Regeer says much more is known about Alaska's other population of polar bears.
One of the best studied populations of polar bears in the Arctic occurs in the southern Beaufort Sea, north of Alaska. And in recent years, the U.S. Geological Survey has found evidence for a correlation between declining sea ice and declining survival and reproduction for polar bears in that region. In other words, as the length of the ice-free season increase, polar bears have less time to hunt in their preferred habitat, and they don't do as well.
This is the second year for the spring study of bears in the Chukchi. Rosa Meehan heads the Marine Mammal Division of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Anchorage. She says ultimately, the information the biologists gather will make it easier for wildlife managers to figure out ways to help the bears through difficult times ahead.
The thing that I focus on is the need to give bears as much of a break as we can during this impending climate crisis, in the hopes that we can get our hands on climate change and address it in a realistic fashion. If we can do that, then there's hope that the environment will stabilize, will come back, and that we'll still have bears there to come back and repopulate.
Meehan says one idea is to set up land refuges where polar bears may be able to eke out a meager existence for a while. But she says that's a frightening possibility to consider for a species meant to live on the sea. On the Chukchi Sea, I'm Annie Feit.